you in a constant fight with your technology? And does it seem like the technology is winning? Well, you've come to the right place. It's time for Battleborn Tech with your host, Christy.
Even though suddenly you need to remember how to fold a paper map, shut that glove box and listen to Battleborn Tech now and every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Pacific, broadcasting in Carson City, Nevada on 95.1 FM, streaming everywhere on knvc.org and available anytime on your favorite podcast app. Wondering what happens to cloud storage on sunny days? Call Battleborn Tech 775-241-3571. We'll clear things up for you. 775-241-3571. Opinions on Battleborn Tech are those of the host and callers. This week, we welcome Steve, George, and Betty. The opinions expressed on the show do not necessarily reflect those of KNVC or Computer Corps, who are setting Battleborn Tech as a preferred source on Google, even though they moved to Kaji and DuckDuckGo years ago.
Well, speaking of Google, an urgent reminder that they have once again discovered a critical flaw in Google Chrome. So click the three dots up in the upper right-hand corner, go down to the Help, click on the About Google Chrome, and let Google Chrome update. That's kind of crucial. Then restart Google Chrome to make sure the updates take. And then do that for all your browsers. And speaking of making sure that your browsers are up to date, make sure that your smart TV software is up to date as well. There's been some disconcerting news about Samsung televisions and LG televisions that actually monitor what you watch. Well, yeah, what's new? We all know that. Using automatic content recognition.
ACR, when the television watches you.
Exactly. But the disconcerting thing is that even when the TV appears to be off, that microphone could still be active.
And even though you disconnect it from the internet, it'll store the audio and wait until you do get it connected and then shoot it up.
Yeah.
Ooh, diabolical.
It is diabolical. And not only that, it will, using what network people call an ARP request, it's a standard networking thing, but what it returns is every single device on your network, which is, like Christy said, diabolical. I don't know what we're going to do about the televisions, but definitely upgrade Chrome. And speaking of delightful upgrades, here's our first call of the day. This is Steve, and Steve has a problem with his television.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, how you doing? I was calling in because I have a problem with my computer with Windows 10 on it.
Okay, well, this is the place. Who am I talking to?
Steve.
Hey, Steve. Steve, Windows 10. Okay, well, all right. You got a little while until they extended it to October of 2027, but what are we doing? What can we do for you?
What it is I can log in. It boots up, and I can log into Windows, and then I go to do different things, and it goes to a blue screen, and it says on the blue screen, we ran into a problem, and we need to reboot your computer. So it does that, and then it goes back to login, and I log in, and it keeps happening over and over.
Wow, man, that's annoying.
Certain program, yeah.
So do you remember what the blue screen says, or at the little end, the error message? It's not FRT trail or something?
Something like that. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Okay. But you actually can run it, and you run it for a while. What are you doing when it dies?
I have this program that it's called Dish Anywhere, and what it is I can watch what I have recorded on my Dish VTR anywhere, meaning I can, you know, do it on my phone when I'm someplace else.
You're the Hopper guy. I remember you.
Yeah.
Hey, okay, Steve. So it's you get your, the website loads, I'm assuming. When does it die? When you click on show me the video right then, or?
Yeah, well, it'll start playing the video, and then after a few seconds, it dies.
Okay,
and it goes
so that's
back to the blue screen again, the same blue screen.
Okay, so that's a really good clue what you're doing with that. A better clue would be, what does it say when you do that? The blue screen says, if you ever get into this again, you know, have your phone ready and click a picture of that blue screen, because I know it doesn't stay up for a long time. But for now, we're thinking it's something with the video. Our suspicions with blue screens are memory, system files, and hard drive. So you would check the SSD or HD that you got. Check that. You would check the system files. Did you do any checking of the system files? Or
what I did is I went online and I found these commands. One is SFC.
Okay.
Scan now.
That's system file checker, yeah, and I bet it found some corrupted files and repaired them.
Yeah, it found some files, and then I ran this other thing called DISM Online Restore Health, and I ran that, and then it said once you're done with that to rerun the SFC scan now, and I did, and it didn't find any problems. But it didn't fix my problem. It still was
right.
Doing that with the blue screen.
Yeah, SFC always finds problems in the first run in my experience and fixes them. But, it, you know, it's kind of like take two aspirins and call me in the morning kind of thing. If that fixes it, great. If not, well, you know, it's just a thing. But oh, that's good to do. So you kind of check the system files. Memory test, MEM86, you got to switch it on over to legacy boot and run that. Check the memory on that. That's another thing to do. You can either do that or do it at the shop. Crystal Disk Info, we got a link on the webpage. We'll check your SSD storage. But because it's right at the graphics, I'm going to say, did it used to work?
Yeah, it worked fine for a long time.
One time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's always worked.
I'm gonna suggest that it's a driver issue. The good folks at Dish TV or the good folks at Microsoft did something that the driver isn't kept up to date. The driver can't work. One of the things in the browser under settings, startup, you can clear under, this is under the browser settings with the, when you're in whatever browser you're looking at there, you want to turn off graphics acceleration. Now that might help you. That might do it.
Okay.
However, what you probably need is a driver update for your display driver. I'm betting that's what it is. I like to use Snappy driver installer. You got to be careful. There's a lot of bad ones out there. Ideally, you would go to the manufacturer site, NVIDIA or whoever, and get the updated driver and get it down to do that that way. But I really like Snappy driver installer. It's kind of, SDI is, and I have a link on the website for that. That's really good for updating all the drivers. And make sure you do create a restore point before you do that, in case something goes wrong. So I'm
okay.
Betting
and
that
the drivers
one of
are...
things, most likely the graphics, does it, graphics, driver,
okay.
That need update. And that gets right. You back and going.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Well, good luck, and I hope you get back to watching those Dish TVs over the hopper soon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Steve. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Well, we're kind of still talking about TVs with the hopper and moving things around. One of the things you want to move around is your settings on your TV. Yes, you have to worry about that. Take a look at your settings, and And LG and Samsung has been caught doing these things, and others may.
Naughty, naughty.
You can look at turn off ACR, which is the TV watching you, viewing information collection, personal ads, voice recognition, and other features you don't need. Now, voice recognition may be convenient, but they're recording you.
That's right. And I ran into that at the doctor the other day where I had to sign a form saying, we're going to use AI and we're going to send all our recordings to a third-party large language model, which is not covered by HIPAA. I hope you don't mind.
Yeah.
Very small print. Please sign here. I refuse to sign it, but that's just me. I just don't trust my information with a third party who's not bound by HIPAA.
Yeah, Joe goes into MRIs covered with aluminum foil. I mean, Joe really takes things out. Hey, thinking about protection, we haven't said credit freeze in quite a long time. Let's say it. Freeze your credit.
Yes.
If you want an article and links, go to bbtl.ink/freeze. Great link from Investopedia explaining it, and links and phone numbers to get your credit frozen. You can really do that. If you really want to go further, there are beyond the big three credit thing, you can go bbtl.ink/freeze4, and that will give you even more information and more options of credit bureaus that are keeping all your information and happily giving it to anybody that pays them. Maybe you don't want that. Definitely, you would like to freeze it because, hey, your information's out there. Anybody can go and get it. They just have to pay for your information and then call up their local credit bureau and start charging on your good name.
Here's another phone call. This is George. And I'm not sure what George is wanting to do with all these magnets, but erasure and magnets.
Go ahead, George.
Hi, Christine. This is George.
Yeah. Hey, I called you, so I should know who you are. Hey, George, we were talking about the new M.2. You're the ones that look like a stick of gum instead of a pack of cards. I don't even know. Do we still have a pack of cards and stick of guns anymore? I don't know.
Sure we do.
Yeah, you do. Hey, George, what's the difference in handling those two in precautions so we don't damage them or lose data on them?
Most anything you would be okay to handle them, except you don't want to get too much static electricity on the pins. You could hurt them. The likelihood of hurting them is very small. I've handled probably a couple thousand of them. A computer core there, and I haven't been able to destroy any of them yet.
well, there's always tomorrow.
Right. I do run into bad ones from time to time, but I don't think I have anything to do with it.
Okay.
Just like any memory stick or any memory, it's an electronic circuit in there, and if you get the wrong voltage on the wrong pin, you can destroy it. It wouldn't hurt to protect them from static.
Okay, especially don't be grabbing them by the pins or the tabs there at the end, right? And
just pick them up by the sides.
Okay, all right. Hey, what about magnets? I mean, we've been telling for decades they keep them away from magnets. What about magnets in these guys?
I do not think they would have any effect on them, because they are is a bunch of little transistors on there, transistors and resistors and things. There's no magnetic material like there is in a tape or a disc.
Is that that'd be true of the square ones, the older SSDs that are kind of
that's true of all SSDs.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So all the big things about keeping away from magnets and putting them up on the refrigerator with a magnet,
that wouldn't make any difference. Yes, I'm sure it would be fine.
But the damage would be if you grabbed it by the pin or you didn't. Yeah. You had a special dry day and you gave it a static shock. That would get it on the way.
You could very well damage it. I don't know how likely that is.
Okay. Well, that's pretty much good news. That's super. Hey, George, thanks a lot for talking to us. I heard one, I was listening to one podcast, tech podcast, and he's starting to date his advice and tell them that it expires quickly. Don't be, don't be quoting me in 5 years. He says, I should have been doing that all along because now the magnet thing, not a big thing anymore. But still.
Yeah, no, it won't hurt those devices. It won't hurt those devices anymore than it would your memories.
Okay. All right. Hey, good to know, George. And, thanks for talking to us on Battleborn Tech.
Okay. Well, you have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Well, we didn't say it, but the best way to protect your components is the original packaging. That's the number one thing. Whatever it came in is probably the best for it. So don't just toss that non-conductive black foam away. Keep it for storage. The second one is a silverish colored metallized shielding bag. That just costs a few cents. And as long as it doesn't have a hole or a really bad crease, and you seal it up, it will protect and keep those static charges away from your precious components, which are pretty pricey now.
Oh, yeah.
The next one is
the pink bubble wrap?
That pink bubble wrap is good in that it doesn't add to the problem. It's not a shield from problems, but it's not going to build up a charge and it's not going to hurt. So it's better than nothing, but it does not shield. Just remember that. It's good for packaging after you shield it up. And next thing is just be very careful and don't handle it by the gold edges or the connectors. Grab it by the edge, not by the flat face, or definitely not by the contacts. And finally, you can do foil, especially if you put the pink in it around it and then the foil around that. That is kind of a gunky way of doing it, but you can do that. Just remember that foil is not good if you're doing a CMOS battery or anything that has electrical charge, because that will definitely zap it.
Yeah. Or please don't do it if it's any kind of a battery. Don't. Lithium ion fires are nothing to be messed around with. So anyway, we have got yet another phone call to wrap up our trio of phone calls today. This is Betty, and she is going to be complaining about maps. Speaking of maps, maybe a good, fun afternoon activity with your kids. Find a paper map and go and find things on it. Anyway, here's Betty.
Go ahead, caller.
Hi, this is Betty.
Hey, Betty.
And I have a question for Battleborn Tech.
Well, that's good, because that's what this is. I should just say, go ahead, caller, this is Battleborn Tech. Maybe I should change. Like, go ahead, this is Battleborn Tech. Go ahead.
Okay, I am so upset with all these name changes in Google. It's just stupid, and I want to get rid of Google Maps.
Okay, well, hey, don't hold back. I mean, just tell us what you think. That's fine. Okay, well, yeah, that's definite. There's a lot of options out there. Have you looked at any? Have you thought about any? Or
Well, I thought about MapQuest. Is
okay.
That a good one?
Well, that's number one download. I mean, a lot of people have gone there. One of the things about MapQuest is, as anything in computers, advice has expiration dates. Now, way back in 2024, that's not so long ago, but a long time, MapQuest did something called private maps. It was a paid subscription app, no tracking, no ads, no data sharing. Doesn't that sound great?
Yeah.
Yeah, they shut
but
that down.
But how much is it?
They shut that down.
Couldn't make enough money on that.
I guess not. So the free app they got now is totally different. So if you see old stuff about private maps, old just 2 years, but there you go. Not even. That's not it anymore. It's gone. Well, the MapQuest now has got a beta in on the Android Auto. It kind of works on CarPlay in Apple, and it does work on that. Now, there's a couple things you should know is that it does track you. It says straight up it tracks you. In fact, if you didn't think it tracked you, you looked at who owned it, and back in 2019, MapQuest was bought by an advertising company. So there you go. Just be aware that that's an advertised.
So is it tracking me even if I'm not, don't have it turned on?
Yeah, you got to dig down deep inside, and it depends whether you let it run in the background and stuff. There's not a whole lot of reports of abuse, but it is in the terms of use, and it is owned by an advertising company. So I don't know. You may not want to depend upon it, especially if you got an Android, because it is in beta. There might be some issues. But I want to talk to you about another one, too. There is Organic Maps. Now, that is free, no ads, open source, and it's built on a OpenStreetMap, which is a community-built geographic maps separate from Google and Apple Maps and all that.
What does open source mean?
Open source means that anybody can contribute, anybody can copy it, anybody can look at it. So there's a lot of eyes on it. It's free and open to the public, and the source code's right there. They can't charge for it because if they do, someone just take the source code and make a fork. It already is done. CoMaps is a community fork of Organic Maps. That's another one you might want to look at. But I've got Organic Maps, which is OpenStreetMap. Works really well with Android Auto and CarPlay. Now, here is the catch. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta download the map first while you still have signal. So if download it before you leave, like all of Nevada, and then when you're out in the middle of nowhere, you still have your map. So that's a key thing with using Organic Maps and OpenStreetMap. You got to download the map first. You download it once, you're good. You can grab a whole region or a state, not a rectangle you drag around the screen. So it's very important. Like on Highway 50, 395 North, anywhere past Fallon, you're going to need to download. So, but if you do that, you're fine. You can leave Google Maps on your phone just in case and try the other one. If you want to try MapQuest, realizing it's in beta for Android Auto, very beta, and just came out this month, earlier this month in September. So, what do you think? You think you go take a look at Organic Maps?
Yeah, that sounds like something I'd be interested in.
Yeah. Go ahead and do that. Call us back and let us know how it's doing. And you don't have to take Google Maps out. So if worse comes to worse, you can always fall back until you get comfortable with another one. There are other ones out there. WeGo, SYGIC, SynGIC, I guess. OSM And is out there. Here We Go is actually the WeGo one.
Well, how do you download it? How do you know that you downloaded?
Well, you can use F-Droid. That doesn't always work, but strangely, you have to go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Store if you have an iPhone and search for Organic Maps and download it. And then once you get the app on your phone, you got to go into the app and then download the map for your state. Okay.
Oh, by the state.
Yeah. You want to, wherever you're going to be traveling. And so that's like two downloads, the apps and then the maps, if you're going to be offline. So that's a little different than than Google Maps and Apple Maps is that there's no maps on it. You got to download them from open. But that's in the apps. It's not a problem at all. I've done it. The big thing is remember to do it.
Right.
Okay.
Do I do that every time I get in the car to go?
No. Just the one time that you go to a new one. Like if you're going to go to Arizona, well, sure, you're not going to have to download Arizona, but then you're good for all the time in Arizona. Same thing with Nevada. You download Nevada, you're good as long as you stay in Nevada.
Okay. So you're downloading it into your phone, so that uses up all the memory stuff, right?
Yeah, it doesn't take that much. And if you got a problem, you can always go back to Google Maps and Apple Maps and grit your teeth, whatever. But try it out. I think you'll be fine with it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It does use space, but it also works when you don't have cell signal or Wi-Fi. So that's a plus.
Oh, I see. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. All righty. Hey, good luck. Good luck. I hope you find your way.
All right. Bye-bye.
Well, we gave some good advice to Betty. Don't automatically download MapQuest. MapQuest is pretty good for planning a trip, making a map, looking at a map. But for on the go, it's still not quite there yet. And even if it gets there, you may have some concerns that it's owned by a search company that will sell your data and hasn't done it yet, but you give them permission to do when you sign up. So take a look at Organic Maps and see if that'll do you. It's been working good for me with using OpenStreetMap. There's others that are based on that. You may want to take a look at those too. But remember, even though you add on, always got to download the maps with OpenStreetMaps and Organic Maps. You got to download it before you go, and then you can use it on the go. So that's a big worry. And also remember, you don't have to go cold turkey and take off Google Maps, even though you install another one. You can still keep that as a backup until you're comfortable with your new mapping solution.
Or paper maps. Yay. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts. Uh-huh. Never thought we'd have to put those orienteering badges to actual work these days.
I'm going to ask Claude AI if he'd give me directions on how to fold a paper map. I think that would be very retro.
Hey, Christy, we've come to the end of the program, so it's time for some words of wisdom from you going out.
This has been Battleborn Tech. Thanks to our callers, Steve, George, and Betty, who called us at 775-241-3571. We're in studio Saturdays, 9 to 11 a.m., and Sunday, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 775-241-3571. Does your fax machine refuse to play well with others? Give us a call about how to party like it's 1843 again. Want to know what those cameras are flocking around your car? Give us a call and we'll talk to you about being flocked. What are those AI settings sneaking into Windows 11 machine? Are there safety guide rails to keep teens from spiraling into deep abyss of sadness on social media? All good questions. Our theme music is by Breakmaster Cylinder. That's Break Like an App in Beta on a Road Trip. Our engineer is Joe Bly, who always knows where we are in the show and keeps us in our lane on the radio road. Our thanks to Anthony, our ex post facto checker. He is so grounded that GPS satellites call him for directions. We use Claude AI because it always picks up when we call them back. Support locally produced ad-free shows by donating to knvc.org by clicking the big red donate button at the top right corner and give Battleborn Tech a shout-out in the comments. Our email is questions@battleborn.tech. That's questions with an S and T-E-C-H at the end. Our links are at bbtl.ink/stats. Get the links you missed there. Everything we should have said the first time is on battleborn.tech, along with show notes, links, corrections, explanations, definitions, quotes, announcements, and where we handled the offhand remark that we confused. That's battleborn.tech. This has been battleborn.tech, a registered service mark of Christy Ramsey. Carefully review this episode or speed listen to the ones you missed at the show's website, battleborn.tech, or your favorite podcast player. Just search for Battleborn Tech. That's all for Battleborn Tech, where the Wi-Fi is strong, the fonts are good looking, and the passwords are above average. For those listening to our radio broadcast, we are going from tech talk to song stories. Stay tuned for High Desert Music with Molly Moser. Original songs, local artists, and the stories behind them. It starts right now. Have a neat week and tune in Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Pacific right here on KNVC FM 95.1.